Arto and Antti Järvelä are cousins from Finland, part of a family there with very deep folk music traditions. And as well as participating in a variety of bands over the years, they've released their first CD together as a duo this past year, presenting both traditional Finnish fiddle tunes and some originals as well. They will be presenting a concert at the Wow Hall in Eugene tonight at 8 after first presenting a workshop at 5. And they are joining us here in the KLCC studios. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
And my apologies for my pronunciations of your names.
It's actually very good.
Well, perhaps you can begin by giving us a little bit of landscape here. Austro-Bothnian music and the Gulf of Bothnia. Where is that and what characterizes that kind of music?
Well, Austro-Bothnia is located on towards the west coast of Finland, quite in the central part of Finland. And there's different Austro-Bothnian regions. There's the northern part, then the middle part where we are from, and then the southern part, and also the Swedish-speaking Austro-Bothnia. So basically four different regions.
And what characterizes Austro-Bothnian music, Arto?
I think fiddle is quite important at their area, especially where we come from. It's very heavy fiddle district, and a lot of great fiddle music comes from our area.
You have a song from that region to play for us?
I suppose so. We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Are we ready?
Arto and Antti Järvelä live in the KLCC studios and live at the Wow Hall this evening. Two fiddles in one song. Talk about the tunings. Are you tuned to the same notes in that particular song, or do you cross-tune your fiddles?
Well, actually, Antti has a standard, and I have the cross-tuned one because I'm moving on more with the melody. I'm cross-tuned quite a bit, and in our tradition, it has been kind of disappeared for a while, but now it's coming back, so.
Tell our listeners exactly what cross-tuning means. How is your tuning different from Antti's when you're cross-tuned?
Well, the most usual cross-tuning is when you lift the open G up to A, so, and I have it on now. And that's a very good key for all the D tunes and also part of the A tunes.
Well, you two are cousins, and apparently your family has very deep roots in the Finnish music scene. How far back do the family musical traditions go, as far as you know?
Many generations, actually. What was the certain year? The latest information we have is from the old church documentation, and it was in 1726.
Yes,
and one of our grandfathers, he got a fine, 3 mark fine for playing for a dance on Sunday. So that's the oldest we know of.
So there's a criminal history to your family as well.
Yeah, rebel music, you know.
Every new music that comes along is rebel music, isn't it? And then it somehow gets accepted and becomes beautiful and traditional. It seems like it's a long process.
Yeah, and I think in the modern days we are also like kind of like the rebels with this music, because there's very few people actually playing it anymore, even though like our grandparents, it was like their time's pop music, I could say. And it's like, it's just an example how quickly the times are changing and how quickly the fashions are changing.
Do you have another song you'd like to play for us here?
Yeah.
Why not?
We could play actually two okay. as a set.
Great.
What was it?
Raharinkia, hold on. So we'll play first a tune from a wedding tradition where the people from the village, they used to dance in a circle around the groom and the bride, and they were throwing money into the circle just to basically give a good start for the young wedded couple. So that's the first tune in the set, and then the other one we're gonna play, it's an example of Arto's compositions, and the tune is called Polska Hoedown. Yeah, so those two.
Antti Järvelä on the guitar there, and Arto Järvelä on the fiddle, live in the KLCC studios, performing tonight at the Wow Hall in Eugene with a workshop first at 5. Well, one of the things that I'm really interested in is how you can trace people's movements across the world through music. And if you listen to music of one tradition, you often hear the echoes of other people. So in the Finnish music, what other lands and styles do you hear in your own land's traditional music?
Well, mostly I think the influence is they have come to the Western culture from the West, actually, from Sweden, from Germany, Denmark, Norway, Poland. Just like basically the more time has passed, I think Polska was kind of like the quickest traveler in the past. Like it started from Poland like in the 1550s or so, and then traveled all the way to Finland pretty fast.
And when you hear American folk music, do you hear strains of the Finnish music and other Scandinavian music in our traditions in this land? Do you see any of that or hear any of that?
Yes, you can hear a lot of tune parts that are actually common and the same. But a lot of the American fiddle tradition comes actually from Europe because the immigrants came mm-hmm. with their music and explained it here in a nice way. So,
as well as playing your music, you teach, and you'll be doing a workshop at 5 at the Well Hall this evening in Eugene. What do you impart to American students when you come to teach Finnish fiddle?
Well, of course, if we have only 2 or 3 hours, we have to be very efficient mm-hmm. what we teach, and we try to pick the best tunes and like best examples, what could kind of like make the interest grow, mm-hmm. grow with the Finnish folk music. So probably will teach a couple of nice tunes.
Anything you'd like to add to that, Arto?
Yeah, it's we just try to have fun with the music. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing, that people can enjoy the tunes. So we are not particularly taking the difficult ones. We take the easy ones and that you can easily swing with and have fun. So that's the main thing in the music.
You've been in a lot of bands over the years and played in a number of contexts. I remember the JPP stuff on Northside Records, among other things, that you've been in larger ensembles, but you have your first duo CD out this year. You want to tell us what your vision was for that duo CD?
Yeah, we had a vision, but we really didn't make that vision happen too well because we had made a very good plan. We did a few gigs, just the two of us, and then we had a good set of tunes, and we decided, okay, let's just go to the middle of the forest. We have a little nice cabin with my family, and we went there and started rehearsing, and then eventually we ended up recording only 2 of those original tunes from the plan. So it was just basically we started playing our favorite tunes. I could have started a tune, and then Arto learned it, and then we just basically recorded it, and the other way around. Arto had some nice suggestions, and then we just like ended up recording those ones we liked most. Yeah.
You have to let projects go the direction they want to go sometimes, you know. Mm. And letting go of your initial vision is as important as having that vision, I think, sometimes. Mm.
But I think it turned out very nice. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we got very, very good final result.
Arto and Antti Järvelä live in the KLCC studios live tonight at the Wow Hall. You have a little more music for us here this afternoon?
We could maybe play one more tune, so there would be something left for tonight as well.
Okay.
So. we'll play a waltz that we had a rehearsal at the same cabin where we recorded, and when Arto started to play this tune, it made me not to play guitar at all because I just thought that I'll break the atmosphere if I start trying something out. It was such a nice melody, so we'll play that for you. It's called Aamuyön valssi, which means it's not the twilight and it's not the dawn, but it's the moment between, so just before the dawn. I think you don't have a certain word for it, but we have. But you know the idea, probably.
I do, and I wish we had a word for it. So if you don't mind, if we borrow yours, that would be great.
Yeah, that's one of the easiest, you know.
I'll listen to the recorded version and get it down.
It's not recorded yet.
It will be right now.
Oh,
it just was.
Oh, I almost forgot. Thank you.
Aarto and Antti Järvelä live in the KLCC studios all the way here from Finland for a show tonight at the Wow Hall in Eugene after workshop first beginning at 5. They're on tour behind their new duo CD. More information about the show and the workshop at wowhall.org and on Aarto and Antti's Facebook and MySpace pages. Thank you again so much for coming in. We really appreciate having you here.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks so much.